Hello and welcome to the Billowing Hilltop Podcast. Good morning or good evening or good afternoon, readers, whatever it might be. If you're listening to this on the day of release, I hope you're enjoying World Book Day. I know it could be quite a frantic occasion for people trying to get costumes organised. Plain sailing here on the hilltop, of course. We only needed a pointy hat and a broomstick to turn Dan, Graham and Paul into the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. And I've just dropped Johnny off at school, where he's gone just like every year. No costume necessary, as the Lorax. We love ratings and reviews, if you would be so kind as to leave them on your podcatcher of choice, be that Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Podbean or whatever. We don't understand why they make a difference, but they do. Follow us and message us on social media. You can find us on Twix at Billowing Hilltoe. You can find us on Blue Sky and Threads at Billowing Hilltop, Instagram at Billowing Hilltop. You can find us on Facebook if you're old. And if you're really old, of course, you can email us at hello@billowinghilltop.com. We will stuff your email into Paul's capacious sack for later retrieval. That's it. I've got no other news or information. So let us push on with episode 184 of the Billowing Hilltop podcast, Efreet Petit.
Yes.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Good morning. Whatever it is, wherever you are, readers. Hello. Here with the elders. We won't go through all the individual ones for once. We've got Dan. We've got too much.
Yes, we do.
To get through. We've got to do, first of all, it's not in Paul's sack.
Ugh.
Because it was causing deep irritation. We extracted it and we put it up on the notice board next to the magnificent Dungeon Baker Billowing Hilltop map for us to have a look at. We had another message from Paul's favourite person.
It was drip drying.
Oh. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Andrew, it's a very long email, and I'm not certain that I understand all of it.
I read it three times. Not a clue.
Yeah, we've been studying it here. We can't get into all of it. But Andrew begs us for quest recaps, in addition to the regular recaps, because he nods off, like Johnny, and gets confused about where we are. Well, it's something that we do actually have from time to time. We even had a whole episode. Can anybody remember what the episode name was?
No.
It was called What's Going On, Andrew. It was called What's Going On. It's about a couple of months ago, before Christmas, where we talked about the story and everything that we kind of walked through most of the factors and prophecies and stuff. That might be a useful thing to listen to. What else can we look at in Andrew's? There's a whole section that I just don't understand at all. The characters assaulting a huge critter by Escalade. I thought an Escalade was a car. Isn't it a car?
Is it? Isn't it something you go up?
I think it's like a...
on the department store.
I don't know.
That's an escalator and an escort.
I felt, Mike, that you were letting the lads bully you. Don't stop to rule check. By all means, get one of them to look up a rule. Yeah, that happens from time to time, Andrew. Sorry.
I don't think we can be asked to look up rules.
No, well, we do from time to time. Yeah. There was a good one recently when Johnny was absolutely certain about drinking a potion and, you know, effectively insisted that we Google it. And the first thing he found was that he was wrong. Oh, what is the free app the lads are using to track their characters with? It's called D&D Beyond, Andrew. There you go.
And it's not free.
And it's not free.
It can be free. There's a free version, but yeah.
Yeah, is it? I don't even know if that. Yeah, it's going to be locked away with the new D&D next year. It's going to all be buttoned up in a single ring-fenced whatever. So that's probably going to be it for us, I would imagine. And then he asks about Burple's Bardic College, which I'm not sure if we want to get into.
Well, yeah. I'm quite happy to talk about Burple.
Come on.
Well,
College of Shadows is the answer. College of Shadows.
I thought it was College of Whispers.
You might be right.
Oops. It's College of something.
Okay. Sure, it's well, there we are. Dan was very happy to get into it, but I don't think we'll dwell on it.
Well, let's my features are... So Bardic Inspiration, I don't think Bardic Inspiration is very useful, so I tend to save it up for doing additional damage. So you can use it to add damage to your hits.
Yeah.
Then basically some of Bardic College of Whispers. There we go. College of Whispers. I knew that.
College of Whispers.
Yeah. College of Whispers. Psychic Blades. That's it. Does an extra 8d6 if you use one of your Bardic Inspirations. So I tend to do that. Although I don't tend to fight very much. I tend to do spells more often than not because I'm scared to get toe-to-toe because I tend to go down quickly. Words of Terror is a bit crap, right? So once per short rest, you can spend a minute and frighten somebody, which is a bit... I tried to use it in the arena.
I remember that.
It didn't do very much.
Yeah. No.
Then there's Counter Charm, which you have to kind of have an action ready to do something. So it's you have to kind of
also,
yeah, it stops you doing something else, and it's quite niche in case somebody does a spell. Then
not just a spell, isn't it? A charm specifically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's frightened or charmed. Yeah. Mantle of Whispers. Basically, you can take.
Literally never heard of that.
Mantle of Whispers basically is where. Oh,
is that
somebody,
the new one? That's a new one.
No, no, no. I've had that for ages. It's just, again, I always. Whenever there's an opportunity, I forget to use it. You can steal the visage of somebody to disguise yourself, somebody who dies within 30 feet of you. And I always forget to use it.
I remember that.
Yeah. College of Whispers turns out not the best choice.
Maybe you should have picked College of Shadows.
Yeah, I think I should have. Chose College of Shadows, and then I've got Magical Secrets, which is a universal thing, and then Shadow Lore, which is why I thought it was College of Shadows, which is once per long rest as an action you can basically try and charm someone.
Yes, that's relatively recent.
Yeah, that's my most recent one. So yeah, well, not a school I would choose given the options. Again,
there you go, Andrew. That was a very comprehensive reply. And then he closes off with a thought. I think it's too late to change the show's name to something catchier.
He's right.
Andrew?
So do we.
That's not what it's about. If you branch out to a chat show in which we talk about Dan's running or such.
What Dan's running?
Yeah, tonight on.
I think that's a very good idea. I think a chat show all about me. I'd be up for that. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, provided the name is clear enough for my old ears to register. Well, Andrew, thank you very much for mailing, and hopefully we gave you some answers around Dan. So that's excellent. We should move on back to
me,
the excitement of our game.
Back to Dan.
No, I have made a big mistake.
Another one.
Not the first time.
Another one. It's time for Think You Know Someone.
Oh, really?
Oh, I see.
I was prepping for tonight and going back over my notes, and I realized that something happened last week that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
There is no fire elemental. There is no fire elemental.
What? You just made him up.
Or her. No, it's just that there was a specific condition that was, it's a technical thing, but it can't be there.
It's basically complicated. Ooh, and that complicated.
Causes trouble for Graham, because Graham has based some of his activity around that fire elemental. Obviously, you can restore any hit points that were removed by it. You can uncast, is it Toll the Dead, I think you cast on it.
Yeah,
that's
obviously
a cantrip.
You didn't cast Toll the Dead on it because it wasn't there. But I doubt you would have cast your summoned your crushing coin if you had actually hadn't got anything buzzing around you.
But he would have obviously done a lot of damage to other things. Yeah. Maybe some heals.
Well, that's the thing we can't unpick.
Yeah. God. You think you know somebody.
You think you know somebody. I looked at it and I thought I knew myself.
I went to his wedding.
But now I've discovered that I don't. Anyway, there you are. It's gone. I better make it disappear in a puff of
Logic
or something.
I don't know that there's punishment enough being meted out for this.
Well, it is what it is.
Oh, Graham.
It is what it is. It's gone. Graham's in some jeopardy at the moment.
Well, Graham's in deep joy.
Whether or
not
Graham would still be in that jeopardy, I don't really see that we can unpick that element. I doubt that he would be any more concealed or any further into the cave or anything like that as a result of whatever may or may not have happened. There we go.
You're going to unpick that elemental.
Sorry, everybody.
Hey.
I'm deeply sorry. And it might happen again.
Until next time.
Our recap for Steve. Where were we? Oh, yes. Okay, so last week you began a fight against Dol Quethos. Give me the belt!
Yes.
Simpletons! Fuck it! And his comrades in arms. Or rather, it's rather difficult, actually, because there were suggestions. I don't know if you picked up on these. That maybe it's not quite such a straightforward relationship between Dahl and the Raven.
Yeah.
And you know that Dahl has also got some other people in tow. He's got some kind of demon or devil, or it's a horned, tridented, nasty, follows him around. Well, that's turned up, flapping around just off the edge of the cliff, off the edge of the total ledge outside the cave. It was the death of the Thornvale nightmare was the last quest. You succeeded. You killed the great big Greebly in the cave. You emerged. And then this battle has kicked off. Dahl had an anti-magic field around him, which caused all sorts of complications. But Scaly, in his last turn, right at the beginning of this turn, which I think is only the second turn of the combat, he forced a concentration save, which Dahl Quethos failed, much to Dahl's irritation. Burple is surrounded by tiny little griblings from the plane of demonic horror, summoned by something unknown. Sessions was cornered by a fire elemental that turned out not to exist. And Parker is immersed in a horrid darkness populated by the space between the stars, whispers and slithery tentacles.
We think there's another one somewhere, don't we, that we can't see?
There's a raven that you think is the origin of this area of tentacleness. And other than that, there's nothing obvious that you have seen. Where we left things, Scalia just had his turn, brought down the anti-magic field, and we were at Dahl. Dahl has randomly selected Sessions as his target. He shouts, "Give me your hat!" And the hand, this wizened, taloned hand of evil that seems to have a life. Think Rod Hull and Emu. His hand kind of shoots out, points at Sessions, and Dahl goes, "Give me your hat!" And Sessions must make a constitution
wisdom saving throw.
It's a DC 19 constitution save.
Okay.
Bloody hell.
You're going to be fine here because you've got.
Let's see your how luck, it goes.
And you've got an aught dice. So my judgment is you're going to be
quite
fine.
High.
But if you don't, 19. Obviously, then. Yeah. It's,
okay,
you know,
well, it's.
We have to draw this session to a close.
God. And okay, the saving throw rolling a 15. That fails.
Okay.
So I'll try my luck.
Yeah.
Positive thinking, right?
Positive thinking. Yes.
Bloody
okay,
hell.
There you go. Dahl goes, "Oh, ass!" The hand jiggles about. It clenches and unclenches the fist. The hand starts kind of randomly sweeping around, trying to tug him off. I didn't mean that. What I meant was... It looks like it's trying to control him. He shouts, "Give me the belt, you dolts!" And buried in the darkness between the stars, it is Parker on 16.
Okay. As I was moving at the end of my last turn, I'm just going to carry on moving in the same direction.
You want to keep moving in the same direction? You take 2d6 cold damage as you start your turn inside the horribleness.
Go on, then. Oof.
10 points of cold damage.
Okay. And I will basically go all the way over to where Buggy and Scaly are. That's well within my movement allowance. And
yes.
Then I am going to do a fist of unbroken air on this strange guy.
Why so everybody has to snigger?
Yeah. So he needs to make a strength saving throw DC 15.
Well, I like that warm honey tone then we got from the microphone. Look, this is briefly.
Yeah, very good.
Very, very DJ. Gosh, yeah, that's
very radio
that.
Cool.
Strength saving throw DC 15.
Drive time evening on the Billowing Hilltop podcast.
Oh my!
No, it's our chat show. There we go. Tonight I'm here to talk to Dan about it. It's
running. Do you want to ask me about my character, Lucas?
Here on Hilltop Live, he gets a 15. It's a save.
Yeah. Okay.
What does that mean? Does nothing happen?
No. Unfortunately, he doesn't take any damage if he saves. That's bollocks. Okay.
All done?
Yeah, that didn't work.
Okay,
never mind.
Burps on 13. These things, burps,
yes,
are dretches. They're called dretches.
Yeah. Okay, Mike,
that's what they are.
I want to centre a fireball there.
Just south of you on the edge of the...
Hang on. No, my calculation's not quite right.
Tonight's beer, Paul, by the way.
Yeah. Damn it, I'm so pleased with myself.
Brew.
Nice.
Not quite right.
It's all right. It's better than most non-alks.
Oh, it's an unknown.
It's got a certain distinctive kind of flavour, which I'm trying to get used to, but it doesn't have that baked bean metallic weird thing that you get in so many.
They've come on a long way when they used to taste like toast.
Okay, I'll centre it there.
So that spot
no,
there,
No, I won't
right?
do that. No, I won't do that.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm going to... Oh, God damn it.
What's the matter? What's
you
the matter,
you can't quite get
Dan?
Everyone he wants.
I can't get it where I wanted it. I thought I could get... him and two of the dretches, but I can't unless I move. I could take two attacks of opportunity. Okay, I'm going to take two attacks of opportunity. I'm going to move.
I don't think they do much damage. They're just annoying.
Fireballs.
Dretches.
Dretches. Two attacks of opportunity, Mike.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they are absolutely useless, these things. But dretch number one.
I've moved myself dretch on the number one. So I'm moving north back towards the cave. 5 foot.
A 9. No. Second Dretch rolls a 7. No. Okay. Okay, you're fine with that.
And then I'll drop a fireball there.
Nice.
Nice one.
Okay, so it does 96. Dexterity DC 17 save to half.
Right, let us start with... We've got three Dretches.
25 points of fire damage.
Yep. First one fails. Second one with a 2. 1 and 2. And the third one gets an 11. Also fails. They all fail and they all live.
Damn it. So hit points.
Well, not many, but they've got more than, you know...
25.
Well, whatever, yeah.
May have fire resistance.
No, that's true.
They did seem to...
It's the only area of a spell I've got left.
Quite robust. Now, let's just look at Dahl. Fuck it! He says, as the flames engulf him. Dahl!
Shit!
His dexterity save is awful. He's a bit of a glass cannon, is Dahl.
16.
16. He saves! Miraculously. He looks not well. He's not quite bloodied.
Bit damaged.
The hand leaps out, points at Parker of its own volition. He goes, "You're next, green boy! You, belt bearer! Bloody fool!" On 12.
Okay.
Scaly, buggy, Parker. You hear it from our raveny friend out flapping around above the thorns. And all three of you are engulfed in the darkness between the stars. Cold, evil whispers, and the slithering of tentacles. Can't see a thing. Blinded condition. On 9, it's Sessions. You can see Sessions, a black hemisphere engulf Parker and Buggy and Scaly, and looks like it's probably engulfed, might have engulfed, Dahl Quethos as well. You're not really sure.
Not really sure. But I can still see roughly where Dahl Quethos was, yeah?
Since yes, he could see you're me, quite I can high up. Him. You're about 35 feet up, aren't you?
Yeah. And I don't know that it really matters for what I'm about to do. No, I need to pick a point.
I think we could get into a Pythagoras thing about whether or not you can actually see him okay. or not see him, as in whether or not you can tell he is or isn't inside this darkness, but we're not going to get into it if you don't need to. Okay.
I don't need to. I'm going to call lightning on him. Well, actually, it's this point just behind him, and it gets those four squares around that call lightning. DC 18 dex save.
Don't think he's particularly well equipped with dexterity, and he's certainly not... he's not going to make it with a 6. So okay. Do your lightning... stuff.
Well, you don't need to see the target. Or...
No, it's a point. Shbang. 43 points of lightning damage.
Okay. Bloody hell. You hit, ow! From the other side of the thing.
Oh, and the crushing coin disappears.
Fuck it! On 4, it's the big demony dude. Big demony dude is going to flap.
It's going to what?
Flap.
I thought you said clap.
It's going to clap. It's just like, oh, well done. What a lovely call lightning
That's
spell.
That's marvellous.
What's its move? 60-foot fly. 60-foot fly. It's got an enormous pair of trousers. It can sort of wobble its way to about there, I think. And it's going to hurl flame at Burple. It shouts, "Damn you, humanoid!" And oh, it's a ranged spell attack. Oh, it's going to miss, isn't it? Fucking hell! There's no way. It'll do its best shot. Oh, armor class 20.
I shall use my reaction to cast shield, which makes that a miss.
Cool. That is all it can do. But also, something happens. Emerging from the Steve in the cave comes a creature.
That's annoying. What? Oh, it's the Ifrit.
It's a large, red-skinned, hulking, genie-like figure. The lower half of which is a cyclone of ash and cinders, flame and smoke. It flies out from the Steve and it casts a spell. I just need to make sure I get this right because I don't want any more mistakes.
Sorry, what happened to Dahl Quethos? I got distracted.
I think you fell asleep.
Oh, it's too late now.
No, I didn't. I was reading something. What happened to him? Is he dead?
No.
He's just in the darkness somewhere. But I heard him go, ouch, or something next to me.
You heard him go out. You know where he is in the sense that you're standing next to him, or at least you were.
I can't see him from where I am.
I think you probably can. Yeah. You can see that he is not within the darkness. He seems to have just been missed.
But he's still in that square.
I think Burple can therefore shout out as a free action that he can see that he's outside the thing. Yes?
Yeah.
Now, we've got to do this, though.
Oh, this is not going to be nice, whatever this is.
It's a wall of fire.
No, it's not. That.
The wall of fire is going to run.
It's going to run on its little fiery legs.
I'm going to draw a line on the map like that. It's just sealing off the cave. Burple to the north of it. Sessions to the north of it, deeper within the cave. And the Ifrit, and on the other side of the wall, well, you don't know, but you can presume all of the other stuff is going on.
Yeah. Which way is it facing?
Towards you.
Sigh.
You had to ask.
Burning one fire. Dun, dun, dun. A devil.
The fire. The fire. The fire.
Sorry.
Stop it.
Oh, there we are. There's your wall of fire.
Oh, look at that. Oh, I can.
Oh, God, that's a good effect.
I can hear Johnny's computer wheezing from here.
You can turn it off, the animation.
Oh, that's quite fun. Oh, is there an animation? I didn't see that.
You've probably got it switched off. Oh, it's your on your computer, Johnny. Doesn't matter. It won't be.
How do I switch it on? I want to see.
It's really cool.
Settings.
It's amazing.
It's pretty amazing. It was basically the highlight of the session.
Actually, that really 3D good. Effect.
Enable animated graphics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool.
Nice.
You can make safe burps. That's a DC.
Oh, the mist moving as well.
15 dexterity save.
Coming right up. Right up.
There you go. You made it.
Right in there.
Saving throw. You made it. Save to half. Here we go. Gaze up. 5d8. Push. 20. So 10 points of fire damage. Burps.
Bang. That's quite annoying.
The Ifrit goes. It's got an enormous great feather stuck in a kind of quiver, like a on its back.
Oh, well then. There you are.
Yeah. It's enormous.
Do you reckon this is the feather, guys?
Yeah.
I think so. What do you reckon?
On four, it's Uncle Buggy.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Are the dretches immune to fire?
Hold up.
You think you know someone. Tries to first of all get another creature on the board, and then he decides to neglect doing damage on the others.
You think you know someone.
Yeah. Rigged. The whole thing's rigged.
Yeah.
Saved, so it takes half of the 20, which it takes 10, which it takes 5, which it's still alive.
Just like that. That was easy, wasn't it? Take up a few numbers and then say, oh, it's still alive.
Yeah, it's fine.
He goes, on for it's Uncle Buggy.
Uncle Buggy.
Okay, I'm going to attack recklessly. The disadvantage and advantage cancel each other out, presumably.
Yeah, you're just attacking into the square. Got
okay,
it.
Okay,
I'm
bashing.
You take two. Well, you take 2d6 cold damage, which I'm sure you're not going to worry about too much. In fact, you'll lie on the ground with your legs kicking up in the air, going.
Depends how much damage I take.
It's not going to be a lot, is it? It's 5 points of cold damage, Buggy.
Halved.
I presume so. Yeah.
Can I have a medic? Anyone? Anybody?
Aren't you a junior cleric?
Yeah, you could. You are a medic.
Okay. Right, bash. 19
is a miss.
Oh God! Bash it again. Oh dear! Oh dear, God! Dear, I wait dear, ages dear, for a go and a I miss twice.
Oh dear! Oh dear!
You hear?
I don't know. Can I do schleeze and aught?
You simpleton!
Did it look blooded before the Hadar?
No.
And then I'm going to. Can I start moving?
It's up to you. I mean, you're a. You know,
I might move to the south, just on the off chance that I get out of the Hadar.
So you're sort of running round him to the south?
Edging round him.
You are out of the Hadar.
Great. I should have done that before I attacked.
23, it's Scaly O'Toole.
Right.
Scaly O'Toole, you take 2d6.
Go on then.
7 points of cold damage.
I roll on the floor.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh. Right, everybody else might want to make a cup of tea at this point. Mike, last week... We were going to have a chat about the vow of enmity. That
did we?
Yeah, because haste came back and all the other things came back, and I said, "Oh, does my channel divinity come back then?" And you said, "Oh, we'll discuss it next week."
Well, your channel divinity power is back. You declared your vow of enmity, or tried to, did you not?
Yep.
From within the
and
it burnt a use of it.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you can't trigger it again because you're no longer in an anti magic.
Except I can only do it one per.
Oh well, I'm afraid that's
okay.
That's the end of that then.
That's fine. just so that we're clear on that, we were going to discuss it. I am hasted, so as my...
Round three of the combat, by the way, Reed, this seems to be going on for quite a long time.
Quite a long time.
You're hasted, yes.
So I'm going to move round to next to Uncle Buggy. And then as my haste action, I'm going to...
So you're running round him.
Yeah.
You're...
To try and get out of this awful darkness nonsense.
Yep. You'd stumble out of the darkness.
Yep. And then I've got a potion of storm giant strength, which I'd like to use. Is that all right? It's an action to drink it.
What do you want to do?
Drink a potion.
He wants to drink a potion using...
Well, that's
his
a normal action.
Extra action.
Yeah, all right. Normal action. And then I could move using my haste action.
Well, you could, you've got to move.
Move using your move action.
Move using your move action. Nice and easy.
Yes.
And then you've got your hasted action to hit it.
Yeah.
I've got a haste action. I've got a move action. I've got two attacks.
But you were drinking a potion.
Hold up. I would like to move, drink a potion.
Yes.
And two attacks.
No.
No. That cannot
single
be done.
Attack.
Because I get two attacks anyway.
You don't, you're using those to drink your potion.
Yes. Exactly.
So if I move as my move action.
Yes.
Sorry, if I move.
Wait.
If I move as my dash.
Mike, use an object action.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah, use it. Yeah.
Oh, no, you can drink the potion. You can drink, I'm very sorry, you can drink the potion. Our mistake.
Thank you.
Dan's mistake, really. He kind of led me on.
So I've moved. I can drink a potion, and I can do two attacks instead of three attacks.
Correct.
Which is what I would have been able to do if I hadn't drunk the potion.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you.
Did we take a long rest? Sorry, because I drank a potion of speed. Are we still?
We
on
took a long rest after killing.
Oh yeah,
the
potion of speed. You
oh
drank.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's long
years
gone.
Ago.
Well, yesterday, but
right,
just seems like years, Graham.
Yep.
You've read the last paragraph of haste, yeah?
When the spell ends, the target can't move or take actions until after its next turn as a wave of lethargy sweeps over it. Yeah?
Cross that bridge when we come to it. Well, you won't be able to cross the bridge because you won't be able to move.
We're knackered.
Yeah. Anyway, so where... I'm sorry, what are we...
I've got two attacks.
What's happened? Are you going to have them?
Yeah.
Ah, Arm Class 27 is a hit.
Arm Class 27 is a hit, and I'm using my Channel Divinity as well. So that's one attack, and I'm just going to do another attack while I'm here.
And that's a miss.
That's a miss.
Second attack.
Okay, but it's just well as I did it.
15. You've managed to miss an unarmored wizard.
God.
He's an orc dice.
Okay. I'm going to roll my initial damage, 24, but then I'm going to add 3d8.
Looking quite wounded.
Looking quite wounded.
That's a good roll. Another 16.
40 points of damage in total.
Yeah, I got it. I've got it all. I've got it all, Paul.
Thank you.
You got it all.
There we go, we got there.
Right, it's him. We did get there. He says, which of you was laughing at my cold damage? No, he doesn't say that. He says,
give me the belt.
Give me the belt, you asses. Why would one of you just give me the fucking belt? Fucking hell. And he...
He's got it, the green guy. Sorry.
He goes, ready?
What?
He turns towards Parker. No, he's running out of free actions. He's got to make a decision.
Are we still in
the
this
hand is
cloud thing?
What cloud?
Hunger of Hadar.
Yeah, well, you are Parker, but Buggy and Scaly.
Yeah, so he can't see Parker.
So he can't see me?
No, he can't see Parker. No.
He's just off to the northeast.
About 10 feet.
About 10 feet away.
Oh, dear. Wait a second. Even though it's a sphere, it's marked out in squares. If I pick the right corner. No, he is going to pick either Scaly or Uncle Buggy.
What?
1 to 3 Scaly, 4 to 6
Uncle Buggy.
One of the only two people he can see.
Smelly guy, he doesn't matter.
Me? 1 to 3 Scaly, 4 to 6 Buggy. Oh, it's Scaly.
Of course it is.
He goes, give me the belt, you ass.
I don't have it, you
and
dick.
The hand kind of leaps up of its own accord, goes, and you feel this sort of pressure, this force pull at your insides. Give me your heart. You need to make a DC 19 constitution save.
Yes.
Yeah.
You make 21.
Bosh. He goes, oh, for fuck's sake. All I want is a
he's got to die, this guy. He's dangerous.
Yeah, he's dangerous.
We're nearly there. Mm.
Attacks of opportunity. Do you need to threaten the square they're going to, or just to threaten this square they're leaving?
You're talking about him going invisible and then moving away.
I'm talking about him stepping into the cloud of horror.
That's an attack of opportunity from me.
Scaly, take your attack. On Dal Quethos as he plunges into the darkness between the stars.
I'm close 24.
Is a hit.
Which doing this. 26 plus.
God, you don't know how 2d8. Crank out some damage.
Plus 10.
Oof. He sort of slightly stumbles on his rather impractically long robe as he makes that jaunt into the darkness.
I'm sorry, there's another d8 on that one. I fully apologise. There's a third d8 on that one. 7 points.
That is that. On 16, buried in the cloud of darkness, it is Packer.
What to do? Well, I'm not going to stay there.
Which is the hot side of the wall of fire, sorry?
The north side.
The north side.
North side.
Am I in the wall?
You're in the first 5 foot square north wall. You know what? I don't think you took any damage that last time. I don't think the Dretch did either. I thought the spell was a bit badly worded. Mm-hmm. I just read it again.
Why? What does it say?
You create a wall of fire on a solid surface within range, blah, 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 60 feet long, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
When the wall appears, each creature within its area must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, a creature takes 5d8 fire damage or half as much damage on a successful save. What does it mean by area? Then it says, one side of the wall selected by you when you cast this spell deals 5d8 fire damage to each creature that ends its turn within 10 feet of that side or inside.
Now, what's the area of the wall?
It's 1 foot thick. It's the most it can be.
So you run it down the middle of a square rather than down the edge of a square.
Okay, well, let's have that then. You see what I mean?
Move
it's a bit
like
weird.
2.5 feet north.
Yeah, no, I have done.
There you go.
Yeah, I have done. There we go.
So I'm in the
basically
wall.
Basically there, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
But it's only taking up 1 foot of a 5 foot space that you're standing
in. Yeah, but it does mean,
so technically
doesn't mean I can
not
move south when it comes to my round if I want to.
Yeah, and you're not ending your turn in the wall. Yeah.
Right, so I'm stuck in this cloud.
You're stuck in the cloud.
So
briefly, you might have felt something that wasn't a tentacle moving around with you in the cloud. It seemed to be muttering something about a belt and something about fucking lightning. But then it's gone.
And I'm trying not to metagame this, right? Because I can see on the map where he is. If I hadn't had that information, I would have obviously gone due south to get out of the cloud, at which point I will see him again. Or are you going to allow me to make an intelligence check and then basically follow him?
I think what you do is you make a perception check.
Right. 10.
The 10, okay.
No.
You hear a mutter and you sense some movement, but unfortunately you couldn't get a lock on which way it was going.
In that case, I do what I was going to do, which is basically move due south.
Yeah.
So I assume you do your damage on me.
7 points of cold damage. Yum, yum. You enact your emergement.
I move due south until I'm out of the thing.
Yep, that's fine. You're clear.
And then at that point, do I then see him?
I would say you do.
And how many movement points have I used?
6 so far.
I will move up to him and I will thump him.
He just looks very annoyed. You come running around the corner. He's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Armor class 26.
The hand is all twitching and kind of reaching for you. 26 is a hit.
10 points of damage.
10 points of damage.
Armor class 15.
15 is a miss.
Okay. And then
he looks solidly bloody.
And it's a 1.
It's a 1.
Hold on. I use my luck?
To re-roll that 1.
And re-roll.
Yep.
Hitting armor class 15 would also be a miss. Ridiculous. And the final one is... Terrible.
Deary me. That was poor, Parker.
Yeah.
It was a real Parker.
That was poor. But it was still 10 points of damage. You said he's looking bloodied.
Solidly bloodied, yeah. He's got a bit of blood coming out of his mouth.
I should have done the stunning strike on the first one.
His robes are all over the place.
Should have thought about it properly. A free action. Give me the bloody feather. Stupid.
He looks affronted. The hand flips up, starts pointing at you. He goes, fuck off! I haven't got the fucking feather. Give me the fucking belt, you green fucking ass.
Where is the fucking
feather,
then? Or I'll
take your heart. Purple on 13. You hear that, Burple, from your fiery location.
Okay.
You've got Furbly tentacles on your side of the wall as well.
Do I?
Right? You do. Let me put the tentacles in for you.
Get the tentacles.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, right. Those are the tentacles. Right. Okay. That's useful to me.
All right. It never works, but I may as well have a go.
Mm-hmm.
First off, let's have 2 attacks of opportunity as I go 1, 2, so I'm moving away.
Okay, so you're still in the wall.
Yes.
First dretch, rolls an 11, it's not enough. Second dretch, rolls a 1. Definitely not enough. So you're still in the wall, but you've managed to shake off the dretches.
Then I go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Skirting the wall, leaving the cave.
7, 8. Yeah, so I'm moving around.
And hugging the wall and running along the ledge to the west.
Yeah, the total ledge, yeah.
Away from everybody.
Yeah. And hang on a second, I just want to check the range.
The range?
The range before I do the spell.
Let me check.
It is a French spell that I will be doing. 60 feet, I think that is plenty. On Trident.
Check the range for my blow.
Let's try a wisdom save, DC 17 at advantage.
It gets advantage?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Because we're fighting it.
Oh, you're going to charm your army?
May as well. I mean,
yeah, yeah,
got
yeah,
it. 100%. May as well try and use it. Dominate monster.
You know, the Ifrit might have been a better option. We haven't attacked
I
that.
I felt it would have a better wisdom.
Probably does. Probably does.
It's rolling an advantage.
Yeah.
It's actually not a bad choice. Here we go. As in, well...
as in, not nearly as difficult as the Ifrit.
Going on here that... No. It has magic resistance, so it has advantage anyway.
Oh, I
see. It makes it save 19. Cock. So you're no worse off than you would have been. No. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, it makes it safe.
Yeah, well, that's my go.
That's it. You're done. That's burps.
One day
on 12.
It might work. My 8th level spell might work. One day.
From the raven.
I think next time what I do is I do it before the combat kicks off. Then we're not fighting. Then it wouldn't get...
Yeah. You kick off with it, if you can.
Yes, yes.
Buggy and Scaly... Parker as well, the Raven. It's on a bearing west by southwest, which means that it's moving its way across, over the thorns, over the veil, away from the ledge, just inching its way further away as well. On 9, up in the cobwebs, little buddy, it is Sessions. Ypres, you're trapped on the wrong side of a wall of fire.
And the wrong side. So how tall is the...
Next to a tentacle thing.
Tentacle thing.
It's 20 foot tall in the middle.
Right.
It's a dome.
And how tall is the cavern?
It is 60 foot high in the mouth of the cavern. And I'm going to say that it only ever gets higher. So let's say around where you are, tucked inside the main chamber, let's say...
So I can fly over the top of the wall of fire is my question.
Yes, you can fly over the top of the wall of fire and the wall of thingy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Right. It's a freaky looks and goes, ha, 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 ha.
And they look slightly embarrassed.
Yeah.
Really sure why
I'm going
I did
to
that.
Toast your liver. Okay, it so says. I'm going to fly around out of the cave I'm in, over the top of the...
Wall of Fire. Over the top wall of the fire. Hunger of Hadar. Yeah.
Hunger of Hadar. And flying around to...
There's nothing you can do about stupid bloke, because he's on his last legs.
Out onto the ledge and heading to the east.
Yeah.
Just for the readers.
Yes. Nice and high.
You can see Parker and Dal Quethos.
Yeah, so...
With this giant dome of slithery nastiness behind them.
So I call my lightning down on the 4 squares where he is bottom left.
I'm with you, yeah. Gotcha.
I'm not getting Parker here.
Fine.
Oh, of course
Ooh,
he makes it.
Of course he makes it.
Takes half off.
He goes...
Ah! Half off.
The hand leaps up and points at you again. Oh, your heart is mine.
Yeah, that's it. I just forgot about that.
Oh, blimey.
Half 41.
Oh, Dal Quethos looks like he's had better afternoons. Mornings. It's first thing in the morning. On. I'm sure you're all absolutely across this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, completely.
Asmodee the 27th.
Yeah.
Perfect. Fart. On Uncle Four. On Four. It's Uncle Buggy. Buggy, you can hear the sound of something going on around the other side of this.
Yes, well, I'm going to run round slitheriness and bashing with my axe.
Steal the kill.
Yeah.
Again.
Reckless attack, taking advantage. First hit. 28.
Is a hit.
I'm going to check
Massive
it's a critical.
Hit.
Oh, it is a critical.
It is a critical. Wow.
Nice. Finish
right.
him off.
So I have to roll again, don't I?
This is to confirm you.
Very close.
To get a card.
Yes, if you roll and hit, you get a card. What was the D6 for?
No, that was me.
Okay.
Okay, I'll roll again.
Mistake.
I repeat the question.
21?
Is a hit. Ooh. So you do get to draw a critical card. Let me get that for you.
Oh. I think you got him.
Don't get too... I tend to lead you on a bit with... to make things sound a bit more exciting than they are.
And of course, I can add as many hit points as I want.
Of course, behind the screen, just keep ticking them up.
Do I get the 14 extra slashing damage that happens?
You do.
Okay, flip the card.
And what does it say?
Brow slash quadruple damage. The target is blinded for 3d4 plus 2 rounds.
Cheerio.
Yes.
He goes, oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, I guess I'm not quadrupling the 14.
No.
No.
24 plus the 14, so that's 38. Now I'm doing an extra... Or am I just quadrupling those two dice, or am I rolling
quadruple
it?
That.
No, you roll the dice four times.
Four times. Okay. So it's 4d12 plus 4d8 plus 8.
This is the d12, so that's another...
Ooh. 39
and another 10. 79 nice. Points of damage.
79
and
points
of blinded damage. For 6-8 rounds. And they've got another attack.
Okay. And?
Oh, he's blinded. Is that an advantage?
Blinded, so I have an advantage, I guess. Well, I already have an advantage. So 22, but I'll just roll six another
hit.
Critical.
It is a hit, it's anyway. And it's a 10.
No. Okay, it's a hit. So this
how much
does,
damage?
My God, 20 points of damage.
Doing some good rolling. My God. Okay. Well... He is still alive.
He's
looking around. It's just like he's not looking he's trying around. To look around.
Wait a minute. He's done 99 points of damage on a character you said was solidly blooded. So
how much solidly he can bloody, add yeah. as many hit points as he wants whenever he wants.
Yeah, I can add as many hit points as I want. There's a number. There's a number over which I would tell you he was bloodied, and he was. I'm not telling you how many hit points he's got left.
He's got must have had about 300 hit points
but
taken.
He doesn't have that many.
He must have had about 300 hit points taken. It's over 200.
Yes, it's way over 200.
Yeah.
Stone skin? Questioning my
integrity.
No, not questioning
yeah.
your...
No, yeah, you're basically saying is I'm lying about how many hit points he has. That's the subtext.
That's fair enough.
Mike wouldn't do that. It's like, you know, he wouldn't shouldn't be there
yeah,
either.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Why would I do something
would never
like
do
that?
That.
No. That was an honest mistake. And I'm glad that you took my apology in the spirit. anyway, yeah, you haven't done 300 points of damage on him yet.
Okay.
And then
if
I'm
you had done,
I'm going to move after that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to move it, move it.
Just moving that out of the way a bit.
On for it.
So I'm going back to where I was almost.
Trident is going to throw flame at 1, 2 purple, 3, 4 scaly, 5, 6 buggy. Scaly.
It's always
of
scaly.
Course. Of course.
And it decides not to throw flame. It decides to fly around. It lands right next to you, just there. And it will attack. It attacks you with its fork and with its spoon. No, with its tail. First of all, with the fork, hitting armor class 21. Is that enough?
Yes.
I'm amazed. You take...
Armor class 20.
19 points of piercing damage. Second fork, hits armor class 21 again.
Yep.
You take another... Ooh, 13. Another 19 points piercing damage. And then it attacks you with the tail. Hitting armor class.
Yes.
27. Doing more damage. Less damage. A D8 plus 6. Not very exciting. 7 points of piercing damage. And...
Oh.
Can you give me a DC 17 constitution saving throw, please?
Against?
Being dead.
It's not poison.
Damn you.
If that's what you were hoping for.
I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Poison.
Paralysis.
Nope, it's not paralysis.
I get 25.
You made it anyway. You'll never find out what it was.
Good.
And it's your turn on 23, Scaly.
Well, boink.
Attacking the devil.
Oh,
demon.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I'm class 32.
Bloody hell. Oh, you've got that potion. Yes, obviously a hit.
And I'm doing these with Divine Smite, by the way. So.
Yeah, well, just you do them as you go.
Yeah, I'll do them as I go. So that is 17 points plus 3d8, 34 points total there.
Got it.
Another attack. 31.
Is it?
Doing this plus 3d8. 26 plus 10, 36 points there. And then...
Oh, it's a 2. Armor class 17 is... A
miss, but I could use my aught dice, couldn't I? But I'm not.
Miss.
Yeah, but I'm not,
it's a miss.
Not going to. Right.
Is your
I might
haste a concentration spell?
Yes.
You probably need to make a massive saving throw.
Oh, because of the damage.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot. Be penalising you on stuff that you forgot. I forgot.
That's true. Thank you, Graham.
You avoided that one.
I avoided that one.
Yeah, I think so.
I did. No, you're
it's
right.
It's not been remembered, then. I mean, obviously, I'd never trust you again, but...
No, that's fine.
But we can just draw a line under it. Anything else from Scalio Tool? Any more deception?
No, that'll do.
Okay. On 19, it is Dal Quethos.
Surrender.
he's got blood running down his face. The hand is just emuing at Parker, desperately trying to control it. No, not now, not now. Can't see a fucking thing. He makes a gesture with his left hand, speaks some kind of weird language, arcane something, and he fades out of existence.
So annoying.
Arcana check?
Fucker.
He doesn't out of existence. He fades out of existence. Where's he gone? What's happened to him? Well, we're not going to find out.
You're
going to get the chance to find out when we pick things up.
Where's he gone? Should he have been there in the first place? It's just another made-up character.
No, he should have been. No, he should have been. That's different.
The Billowing Hilltop Podcast is a Billowing Hilltop production. Dungeons & Dragons is a trademark of Wizards of the Coast. The Library of Last Resort and Age of Worms are copyright Paizo. The Library of Last Resort was written by Nicholas Logue. Music is from Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is used with thanks under the Creative Commons license. Additional music and sound effects come from the wonderful Sirenscape. All other original material is copyright Billowing Hilltop. Role-playing games are all about getting people together and we use Roll20 as our tabletop, the perfect place to host your game, and Discord to host our chat. Thanks for listening!